and the ballets were very successful. She was really very useful to Australia at the time, balletically, because her ideas were such that she used Australians to compose music. She also used Australian designers such as Laudenson Hill, Wolf Gardner Matthys, Ken Rao, and she trained very quickly a lot of girls and boys. We were a little bit short of boys, but she trained them and formed a ballet company that looked really quite good for having been together for such a short time.
Could I ask you a little bit more about Kirsava and her studio? Where was her studio?
Her studio was near a circular quay in Sydney. It was a very beautiful, very clean studio with a lot of good mirrors and some bar work. We could do the bar work at the bar. And she was a very strict disciplinarian. She forced people, well, she repeated the rehearsals all the time, the same thing she would do until she would find it practically perfect. I remember I was a fairy in a ballet called The Dream and the Fairy Tale, and I was having to do what I could do simply because I was very strong technically then, what in ballet is called ballonnés on toes. You have to hop on toe with the other foot dangling about without touching the floor. And she made me do that again and again and again on point. And she made all the others work very, very hard. She really disciplined the people like we had been disciplined in the Russian ballet. And so she succeeded